Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Here's the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church Youth Choir singing, "We Will Remember."
Stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness.
You're our creator, our life sustainer, deliverer, our comfort, our joy. Throughout the ages, you've been our shelter, our peace in the midst of the storm.
We will remember, we will remember, we will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness. We will remember, we will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise, for great is our faithfulness. When we walk through life's darkest valleys, we will look back at all you have done, and we will shout, our God is good, and He is a faithful one. We will remember, we will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness.
I still remember the day you saved me, the day I heard you call out my name. You said you loved me,
amen,
would never leave me, and I've never been the same.
I still remember the day you saved me, the day I heard you call out my name. You said you loved me, would never leave me, and I've never been the same. I still remember the day you saved me, the day I heard you call out my name. You said you loved me, would never leave me, and I've never been the same. We will remember, we will remember, we will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness. We will stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you, youth choir. At this time, we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This will be part one of the message. We're preaching on understanding the spiritual representation of the ark.
Looking at Genesis chapter number 8. And God, I love that y'all sang the perfect song.
Youth choir, you sang the perfect song. Look at verse number 8, third word. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. The ark rested on the seventh month of the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. We don't have a whole lot of information about other things, but God specifically told us what day that the ark rested upon Mount Ararat, all right? Notice also this, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month, and in the 10th month of the first day of the month were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of the 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, and the waters were on the face of the whole earth. And then he put forth his hand, and he took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark, and he stayed yet another 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth, and he stayed yet other 7 days. I want to look first of all at chapter number 8, verse number 1. Notice what the text says, and God remembered Noah and every living thing. Now, as we look at that portion of scripture where the Bible said that God remembered Noah and every living thing, I want to ask you this morning, has there ever been a time when it felt like that, man, boy, you're in the midst of your trouble, and you're in the midst of your trouble and your hardship, but and it almost felt like it, that, boy, God was a million miles away. Can I remind you, friend, it ain't long until the Holy Ghost sets down and the Holy Ghost reminds you of where you are and reminds you of where you're at. You're in Christ, but God did you, amen. You can't go down. God remembered Noah. Well, I see some things in the text this morning. Boy, I noticed some things. I tell you this morning, if you're going through a hardship, you're going through a hardness. Now, I want you to remind of this. Boy, sin will take you away. Sin will cut the communication between you and God directly off. But that's not the situation we're talking about this morning. The Bible said that God remembered Noah and every living thing. That word for remembered is this. In the Hebrew, it's the word zakar, and it means to acknowledge or to call, to put to remembrance, speaking of, or still thinking on. Now, there wasn't a single moment that while Noah was going through his difficulty, while Noah was going through the flood, and while all the animals were on the board of the ark, there wasn't a single second, there wasn't a millisecond that God was not thinking about Noah. I'm telling you, separate preacher, what does that word remember have to do with, what's that remind you of? What are you thinking of? And listen, we know that God is all-knowing this morning. We know this, that God cannot forget. It's an impossibility for God to forget. God does not get amnesia. God does not get Alzheimer's. God does not get dementia. Listen, I'm going to tell you this morning. Listen, our God cannot forget. Well, this word remember, what are we talking about this morning? What are we looking at? I like what writer John Gill said. He said concerning this passage, he said, not that God had forgotten Noah, for he does not and cannot forget his creatures, properly speaking, but this is said after the manner of men. And as it might have seemed to Noah, who have heard nothing of him, for 5 months, boy, God's been silent. God's not been speaking. There's been absolutely no utterance, no word. Amen. After that word come, amen, from God inviting Noah to come in the ark, there's been absolutely no, it's been silent, silent, silent. And while Noah's in the midst of this ark, maybe he's sitting back in a corner somewhere going, have I done something wrong? God, how come you've turned the heavens off? How can't I hear a word from you? But I will tell you, it's not that God has not remembered Noah. It's not that God's forgotten about him. God knows exactly where he's at, and God knows where you're at this morning. He's not forgotten us. The Bible says he's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. Amen. He's on the throne. No word. And having been perhaps longer in the ark than he had expected, might begin to think that he was forgotten of God. But God remembered him and his covenant with him and the promise that he had made to him. May I say this morning that my God cannot forget his creation. You and I are not forgot this morning. Look, you said, Patricia, it's been a long time since the Lord. I know it has. And I know as the day grows wearier and as the day grows darker, but I want to remind you that God's not forgot about us, that we're still in his plan. His promises is still to be unfolded. Amen. God's coming again. He said he's going to come. Over there in John chapter number 14, in my Father's house are many mansions. You say, preacher, are you sure? The Bible said so. The Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I go in to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He has not forgotten about us. He's coming again. Amen. You can trust him this morning. Boy, I tell you this morning, I got to thinking about how glad that I am that God cannot forget me. Well, I'm glad this morning that God also chooses. Now, this is closely. I'm glad that while God cannot forget, I'm glad that God chooses to have some things removed. Oh, aren't you glad this morning that God Almighty, who cannot forget, aren't you glad he can have some things blotted out? You say, what are you talking about removed this morning? Let me give you some scripture. Isaiah chapter number 43, verse number 25. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine sake. He says, and I will not remember thy sins. I'm telling you this morning, it ain't that he don't remember them. It's just that he don't ever bring them back up ever again. They've been forgiven and paid for by the blood of the Lamb. Hebrews chapter number 8, verse number 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. You say, preacher, are you saying that God's forgetting them? Oh, no, I'm telling you, they ain't coming back again. They've been paid for. Amen. They've been bought. Amen. They've been blotted out. They've been erased from the record books. You say, what do you mean? I'm saying, hey, God settled them in glory. Hallelujah. Listen, every one of my friends, every one of my relatives, every people I come in contact with, they remember what I've done to them. But God chose, listen to me, God chose to blot them things out. Well, I'm glad there's some things that he don't remember this morning. Micah chapter 7, verse number 19. He will again. He will turn again, and he will have compassion upon us, and he will subdue our iniquities, that thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. And I like what old grandpa said right here. He said he's cast our sins in the depths of the sea and stuck up a sign that says no fishing. Amen. That's our God this morning. Amen. Psalms 103:12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.